Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
And McKelly and I are going to be at a concert together this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good
time. I promised to take her a while back, but it turns out Selena's here on Father's Day weekend.
So
the tickets I got, I am graciously.
Oh,
and I want full credit
good
for
job,
giving
Kelly.
Them to her and her father.
Well played.
That's very sweet.
And of course he says, do I get backstage passes? That's all he wants to know.
Did he? Oh, of course.
Do I get to meet him?
Y'all not married?
No.
I was like, I didn't even get that if it was me going.
We still have to talk to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com about the movies coming out this weekend. And you're guaranteed $1,000.
Yeah, man.
More on that
with quick and easy cash coming up.
But we got Psycho Shannon in studio.
Psycho Shannon.
Psycho Shannon.
She's got her own theme song.
Ooh, that's old.
Yeah.
Do you have a new one?
When did you make that, Psycho Shannon?
I don't even know.
You're not as psycho as you used to be, huh? You calm down a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So last week, we received an I Have a Dream letter, and you found this letter, right, Shannon?
Yeah, I read the emails.
It had you giggling? You were laughing at it?
It was
it
different.
It did a little bit. It's so simple. It's so simple, especially here where we see cows all the time everywhere that we look.
Yeah. It's from Kinsey Friels. Says, I'm writing about a dream I've had for about 20 years. I want to milk a cow. Boom. That's a dream.
Wow.
Kinsey wanted to milk a cow.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out that dream was very easy to make happen.
Okay.
So, Shannon, you got together with Kinsey.
I did.
Uh-huh.
And I said, let's do it.
You guys went to a special farm, too, right?
We did. I got on the Google, and I Googled best cow milking place in the city.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Good Google.
Google skills strong.
I'm a good Googler.
Yeah.
And Levon Farms came up, so I got in touch with them, and they said, yes, we'd be happy to sort of make her dreams come true.
Yeah.
Now, come to find out, milking cows is electronic these days.
Yeah.
It's safer that way.
Oh, really?
Well, it's safer that way, cleaner that way. And so...
No,
you know, I
gosh,
did
nothing's
what I
intimate anymore. Nothing.
Well,
there's no intimacy in this world.
Who wants to get intimate with a cow?
Come to find out, there's actually a lot of intimacy with electronic milking. A lot
milk
more than you
was
might
a
expect.
Bad choice.
Really?
Yes, a lot more. All right, than you might expect.
Even the cows don't need us anymore.
I know.
So they milk their cows there, and they make dairy treats.
They do delicious dairy treats. I got to drink yogurt. I didn't know this exists. It's really good. I'm weird about that stuff.
Isn't that Go-Gurt, like the little kids?
Oh, that's the best.
Squeeze in the pouch?
No. Yeah. No, it's a cup.
Liquid yogurt.
That you drink.
So milk.
It's delicious.
Okay, so when Shannon and Kinsey finally get to Levon Farms, don't you have a cousin named Levon now?
I do have a cousin named
Levon.
You
do, yeah. She talks about her feelings and expectations of the morning.
Okay. I'm very excited and just a slight bit nervous because I've never done this before.
You got cows out there, and they look pretty laid back.
Yeah.
I think they're going to welcome you.
They look pretty cute, actually. I'm hoping to, you know, have a good relationship with the cows, and we'll get along great and have a good conversation.
Hi, Mr. Cow.
What is that?
That's your...
Oh,
that's him pooping?
Oh. What is that?
That's her almost falling. Oh, boy.
Why is it so wet? Is that the milking?
That's the milking.
It sounds like a breast pump, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't do it either, but I've seen and heard other people.
Oh, wow.
So they hooked the little... We're watching kid TV. There's a video of the cow milking process, and they're hooking these little tubes up to the teats of the cow.
Favorite word.
Okay, so here's kind of the process.
Hold on, Shannon. Let me ask you something. Why'd you call the cow Mr. Cow?
Don't judge me. It didn't cross my mind. I honestly did not think that you had to be a girl cow to make milk. I thought that there might be boy cows out in the field.
Wow.
I didn't know that they distinguished the boy cows from the girl cows. Didn't dawn on me. So I was just calling him
mistake.
Mr. Cow.
Kinsey's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Kinsey.
Hi.
Did Shannon embarrass you at all when you guys were at Levon Farms?
No, she was awesome. She had a very good relationship with a few of the cows. It was pretty cute.
Okay.
I think we bonded.
Did you do your horse impression for the cow?
Yeah, Shannon, did you?
I didn't. I talked to the cows a little bit. Mr. Cow mooed at them a few times.
Yeah. Kinsey, was your dream everything you thought it would be and more?
Oh, it was even more amazing than I could ever imagine.
Good.
It was very hands-on, and there's a lot of work, and it's just, I have a whole new respect for dairy farmers. They are incredible human beings.
What's it feel like when you... when you pull on it?
it's strange. It's the strangest thing. It wasn't what I was expecting. And some teats are harder than the others.
Yeah.
Some are harder to milk than the others. So,
like, it's just like a bad teat. Like, it doesn't get...
Man.
I don't know. And they all come in different shapes and sizes.
I hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, Kinsey got a bonus during her dream. She got...
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did. She got to bucket feed a black calf.
Shout out.
Named Otis.
Aww.
I can't even chug milk that fast. Look at you go. You'd be great at frat parties.
Aww.
Your tongue feels so weird.
Ugh.
I know, he's dragging his tail.
Oh.
You're like a big puppy.
He's sucking your hand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like a baby. Sucks your finger.
This feels so weird. Yeah, sounds I can gross. See why, you know, you don't drink from the mamas. Because that would hurt.
Oh,
it feels weird further back.
That's what she said.
Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, he downed that gallon of milk in less than a minute.
Well, what a fun that dream.
Little guy, that little guy could do it quickly.
Wow.
He was fast, yeah. So.
He's so like a cow.
You feel like a new woman now, Kinsey?
I do. It was very great. It was a great experience. I loved it.
Check that off your bucket list.
I know.
Yeah.
I am, definitely. It was such a great experience.
Would you like to know an interesting cow fact?
Oh, go ahead, Al.
Cows can smell up to 6 miles away.
Still milking it.
Yep, and they can drink 30 to 50 gallons of water per day.
Thank you very much, Big Al Mac. There you go, Kinsey.
That's pretty awesome. Not surprising.
Yeah.
Glad you had fun. You could watch the video of Kinsey milking cows at kidnation.com and send us your dream. Shannon, thank you for going with her.
Ready to go, Shannon.
Yeah, and one little thing that I probably shouldn't tell you guys. So, what? You know, they have
tell
to
tell us anyway.
Yeah.
But just real quick. So they have to keep the cows enclosed somehow.
Yeah.
And they have these fences that have pulses, electrical pulses.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I'm so dumb. I'm so dumb.
What'd you
so
do?
I'm standing there looking at the cows while they eat. And I'm like, oh, let me touch this fence. And I grab it with my hand.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I feel something. It doesn't hurt. Like, it doesn't hurt. It's just interesting. I feel it going through my body.
It's an electric current.
It is. And I'm like, my body feels very strange right now. It doesn't hurt, but it feels weird.
Yeah.
And I'm looking up in the air trying to figure out what it is. And then I notice that my hand's grabbing this fence. Yes. And I'm like, oh.
Can't let go.
Oh,
that's it.
I don't know what it is. And then I notice these yellow thingies attached to it. And maybe it's the electric current going through the fence. And the
I don't think that's good for you after you had brain surgery, Shannon.
You got this steel rod in your brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Dumb. I'm yeah. dumber than the cows. The cows don't touch it. Shannon here. I do.
So that's
now
recap.
You learned,
that's
as the cows all had to learn.
Shannon thought there was boy cows, and she touched the pulse fence. So it was a successful
had
trip.
No clue what it was.
Yeah. Well done, Shannon.
If you have a dream, go to kidnation.com and tell us what it is. No
go.
Dream is too big or too small.
Thank you, Shannon.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Including milking a cow.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear some more sound bites?
Sure.
From Taryn Manning.
Uh-huh.
Part-time Justin and Nick got to interview Taryn Manning. And here's a little of the interview,
uh-oh.
Of the beginning of the interview here for you.
D is a lot of fun to play. I was reading an article where you were talking about the first time y'all were filming the first season, and your lines are just like so, they're shocking, like a little bit offensive. And I think they're very funny, but you also said that it was hard to click with the cast because of the offensive things that your character has to say.
No, you're right. It was. It was like, you know, and it might have just been in my head or whatever, but I came in like sixth episode down. You know, it is like a tight knit group, and you know, we are exploring like, you know, the prison system, and between the things I was saying and the actual like the circumstances, I felt like it was super ostracized, but that was the design of the character. So it worked. It worked for me.
She's in Orange is the New Black. That's why she's talking about prison stuff.
Gotcha.
This is Taryn Manning again.
Most of these characters are based on people in real life. Have you ever met or gotten any background on the real person that Pensatucky is based on?
Yeah, I have. You know, I've heard a little bit about her. She's in the book. She's barely in there, just like a tiny little something. Yeah, I hear she was like quite a little force of nature, and but you know, she did become like a better person, and she was like rehabilitated in prison, and she got out, and she's real. She's out there. I would love to meet her.
This is not like the first. This is not the first thing you've been in entertainment. You've also been in a movie with Britney Spears and Eminem, right?
Yes.
Okay, I've got two questions then. What was it like acting with Britney Spears, and are y'all still best friends? Well, that's two questions. And then one more. And then what's it like kissing Eminem?
I didn't kiss Eminem. That was
Brittany Murphy.
Was my co-star.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. What do you think it would be like to kiss Eminem?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I dream that it would be good, but you know, Britney Spears is a wonderful girl. That was quite some time ago. It was like the big time in her career. I mean that's never stopped, but I mean, just to experience that with her was awesome. I mean, I was definitely like, whoa. I never really experienced anything like it. She's incredible, super sweet.
She's huge. Did you go see her in Vegas?
I haven't seen a Vegas show yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, you're
gonna... manager Larry keeps telling me to come out. I can't wait to see her.
Yes, and then maybe she'll give you a shout-out on stage. Be like, hey, what's up, Taryn girl?
So you got her confused with Brittany Murphy.
Yes, I did. But I remember watching that movie with my dad, and like, there's like this like scene where like he throws the girl up on like the soundboard, and they like passionately make out. You know? And
you're probably
that
right.
That was Brittany Murphy.
No, you're probably remembering correctly, Justin. She's probably confused.
I kind of remember. But she got to be your favorite celebrity. She got to be in a movie with your favorite celebrity.
I know.
Yes. Kelly, Britney Spears, and yours too, JC.
It was a lot of
Eminem.
Questions at once.
That was so
it
many
was.
Questions.
It was, but I just thought that was huge. And then I also, I talked about a meme because she's a meme now.
She's a popular meme.
Yes, and I love, yes.
Okay.
Let's go there.
Good intro.
You are one of my favorite memes to use because there's a picture of you. You probably know what it is, where you're wearing your gray hoodie and your hands are up in the air, and it says, yes, bish. Have you seen that meme?
Yeah.
Okay, what's it
yes.
like being a popular meme? Because it's some of my friends' backgrounds.
That was a real trip, you know. I was like, when did I take that picture? So I remember thinking that. So it's like probably just in one of my, you know, in our photo shoot, I was probably just messing around, and I put my hands up, and that became quite a little meme out there. Some of the things that people write with it, like there's one that talks about, like, what you do when you find the last french fry in a bag or something.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love that one. It's so true. But, no, that's really cool. It was really, really cool to have that happen.
All right.
So that's Taryn Manning. Orange is the New Black.
It is out today, guys, on Netflix. Go watch it. I'm going to be binge watching that all
Sunday. You like
Sunday.
This show a lot, huh?
Yes, it is so good. The lines in here are so funny. It's just... get a glass of wine and watch it with your mom.
All right. Well done, Justin. Well done, Nick.
And the full interview will be on Kid TV in an hour.
Okay.
Got it.
And what shirt are you wearing today?
I'm wearing my other favorite celebrity, Chelsea Handler, and it says, Uganda, be kidding me.
All right. You need to leave the studio.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Justin.
Bye. Thanks, Justin.
Look at that. How often do you get part-time Justin and Psycho Shannon all in one break?
Wow.
How about
I'm
that?
I'm overwhelmed.
And milking.
You know what I need to do? I need to listen to some commercials for a minute and regroup.
Yeah, maybe some music.
All right. We got Gray Drake coming up to talk about the movies coming out this weekend. And also, how would you like to win $1,000 guaranteed, Kid Nation?
Yeah.
Love that.
Got the details on that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Should be a pretty good weekend to go to the movie theaters.
Hope so.
Say it's a laugh your butt off weekend.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to go ahead and call it based on the movies that are coming out. And to talk about those movies is Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes. Hi, Gray.
Hey, you guys. I can confirm that. My butt is firmly off.
There it is. I told you guys. Wow. I told you.
Hope we find it. You
well, if I'm anything like Dory, I won't be able to. Hey.
Oh, well played, Gray Drake, which leads us into the first movie you're going to talk about.
Yes, Pixar is back with Finding Dory, and it's been like over 10 years since Nemo, right?
Right. Yeah.
And golly, you guys, this movie could not be better. It is so wonderful.
I'm glad to hear that because I was a little worried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know, we all were, because honestly, I got to tell you, the plot is exactly the same as Nemo, but it doesn't really matter because they don't revisit the first one too much, and they have brand new supporting characters as friends for Dory who are charming and wonderful and make the whole thing feel really new. So Nemo and his dad are back, but that's about the only ones that are in the movie.
They don't have Crush?
He does make a quick appearance, and he's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, I remember this from the first one. The thing is that between Nemo and Dory, we've seen Frozen a million times, so we've totally forgotten what Nemo was like. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 100%.
So basically you're trying to tell me that if there somehow were a GPS for fish, Disney would lose like $10 billion.
I think the answer to that question is yes.
Thank you for laughing. That was very nice.
That's great.
You guys, it's awesome. This movie's super fun. Everyone is going to love it. Your kids will love it. You will love it. It's typical Pixar. You're laughing, you're crying, you're laughing, you know, and it is currently 95%.
Wow.
Dang.
Whoa.
Dang, dang. Okay, good.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, I saw Ellen DeGeneres she was doing an interview, and I don't know if it was a joke or not because I watched it in passing. Is there a stingray that changes to Sting Rhonda? Is that true?
There is not one in the movie. I love
funny,
that
though.
She made that joke. It's hilarious, and I'll tell you what. She was also entertained by the fact that I had to admit to her that I was on painkillers when I watched the movie because I had a minor accident, and... she was like, so what did you think? Did you like it? And I was like, yeah, I was an emotional wreck.
But you're okay after your accident?
I am okay. It's very, very minor. I was very lucky. But the best part was that Ed O'Neill was sitting with Ellen when I talked to them, and he goes, he's like, do you happen to have any of those?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. They were super fun. It was really wonderful, and I'm so glad I loved the movie.
All right, so Finding Dory is a great movie, and coming out this weekend, also a movie with Kevin Hart and The Rock, right?
Yes, and it's rated PG-13, so this isn't a bad pick for your teens either. As in high school, The Rock was a zero, and Kevin Hart was the hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they grow up, it's opposite Z's. Kevin Hart he feels really dissatisfied with his life. And The Rock is The Rock, as we know him, completely beautiful and huge and muscular. And he may or may not be a CIA agent.
Yeah, right.
I'm guessing he is.
You spend the whole movie trying to figure it out because it's very possible that this guy's just completely bananas and we don't know. But these guys together are magic. And that's what they were banking on. It doesn't really matter the script, because they're so fun to watch that I enjoyed the comedy. I don't think that it's like a home run, but those guys are a home run.
Right, right. It's cute. And I saw it this past week also. Great. It's cute. It's funny. It's not like the funniest thing you've ever seen, but you feel good walking out of there after spending a couple of $100 on popcorn and a wine.
Yeah. Precisely. And what did you think about the realism? Because we all know that Big Al may or may not also be a CIA agent.
Yeah.
You know what? Absolutely. I may or I may not.
We do have a government, like central intelligence people.
Right across the street.
I'm concerned about our future if he's a CIA agent.
Right across the street.
That's the thing, Jenna. They got to blend in with the crowd.
Oh, no.
Scared.
Yeah.
So what is it doing on the Rotten Tomato meter?
Well, currently it's borderline fresh, so it could go either way any second. You know, Big Al and I give it the big thumbs up endorsement.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fresh. It's fresh in our hearts.
There you go.
How could a movie be PG-13 if I heard it, they show the Rock's butt?
Well, it's just a butt shot.
It's just a butt?
It's just a butt. And it's,
well,
and
yeah, and then everybody in the audience laughs their butt off, and then everybody's fine.
And it's a big butt, because in high school, as in the picture, The Rock was overweight kid, and he was in the shower, and he's doing a little shower thing at school, and he's dancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a funny butt.
It's this open. Yeah, it's a funny
butt. Yeah, gross butt's fine from PG-13.
Yeah.
Because if it was The Rock's rock butt.
Oh, then,
it's
R. I don't want my 13-year-old daughter seeing that.
No.
No way. What can we look forward to, Gray? Are there some good movies coming out soon?
Yeah, what's around the corner?
We do have some good movies out. There's some tiny ones, like Blake Lively Fights a Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up. And then we've got Independence Day Resurgence coming up. And I don't know if you guys have seen that trailer, but the aliens reverse gravity. Take that, Sir Isaac Newton. Woo!
Wow.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. Did you watch it yet, or are you going to watch it this week?
No, I get to see it soon, I hope. Oh, I'm dying to see it. I love Independence Day. I really hope this one's good.
All right. Well, two good movies for the kids and for the teenagers. Great Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks,
I'm
going
to take some more painkillers and sing in the shower.
Yeah, you get better, Gray.
Woo! Thanks.
Yeah, she's still on the pills. And you know what we should do right now, you guys?
What? Oh.
It's a free-for-all Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Free-for-all Friday means what, Big Al Mac?
With the quick and easy cash game, you can go online and play the game, and you can take as long as you like. You can try and study, or you can try and Google the answer, and then we'll award somebody that has a perfect 10 on Monday.
Yes.
Exactly. You can cheat. You can do whatever you need to do in order to get all these questions right, because if you get all the questions right, that means you win $1,000, and we're giving $1,000 away for show.
Yeah. Now, for instance, you're saying, well, how hard are these questions going to be? Remember, when we played last, we didn't... Wait. Yes.
Yeah. We start off with the last question somebody missed.
Yeah. Today, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you confused, Kelly?
Kelly's confused.
Kelly, do you remember? But both contestants.
I suddenly had a moment in time where I'm like, I don't think what I'm about to say is correct.
Yeah, both contestants yesterday got this question wrong. They didn't know the answer.
So this is going to be the first question.
Yeah.
So since you get to cheat anyway, I might as well tell you, right?
Yeah. Or
so,
is it?
Like, question number one, what singer's known for Stronger and Since You've Been Gone?
Since You've Been
Gone.
And
if you were one of the people yelling at the radio because you knew the correct answer, then you can just fill that one in instantly. Or you can Google it.
Maybe the singer happens to have the same name as somebody on the show. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't want to help
Maybe
you.
This person is American. I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of
American.
Okay. What?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with
I don't know. What,
and now it makes
American.
Me feel less bad about my brain freeze.
American!
Oh! Yo! I'm sorry, Big Al. I'm sorry. This is why you're my idol.
Sometimes, thank you. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm the smartest person in the room.
I thought you were looking at a different question, like this one that we have.
Uh-huh.
What country was JC born in? Which is me.
Yeah.
That is you.
Mexican. Right, I thought that's where you were going with it.
Okay, somewhere in Asia.
Yeah,
no.
One of the Koreas.
No. See, don't jinx it for people.
And the good Korea.
The North. Gosh. We have all 10 questions. Go to KidNation.com. Answer them all correctly. Take as long as you need and make sure you submit them. We'll pick one at random on Monday. We'll announce who wins the $1,000. Quick and easy cash, just like that.
Yep.
Good luck.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly's about to get super excited.
Why?
Because it's time to play the most awesome game in the world.
Match game!
It's time for match game, everybody!
Yay.
Yeah!
Now, we're doing something different today. We're not going to get a caller.
No?
We found two contestants. We're going to have two contestants this week.
All right.
They are best friends. And we decided, why not bring them in?
Why not?
That's what I try and do.
Let's be honest. They're hotter. You would have never asked them inside.
I didn't ask them.
Didn't ask them.
Who asked him? Trey?
White Cheddar.
It was White Cheddar? Okay.
Oh, White Cheddar.
So I'll let our host of Match Game take over here, explain the rules, and introduce the contestants. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Hello, welcome to Match Game. The game is easy. All you have to do is I'm going to read a sentence, and our guest and our celebrity panel will try to fill in the blank. And if the guests match with our celebrity host, then they get a point.
Yay.
But guess what? Points don't matter.
Yeah.
We're just playing for fun.
Yeah.
So let's meet our guests. Let's say hello to
Riley.
Riley.
Hi, Riley. Tell us about you.
I am from here at the DFW airport. Currently live in Utah. And I've been listening to you guys.
You're from the airport.
Wow. Did I say from the airport?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
DFW area.
So you're from the airport.
I've never met anyone from the airport.
What terminal?
Right?
Hopefully D.
From the DFW area.
The double D.
I've been listening for over 20 years.
And you live in Utah, right?
I live in Utah right now. This is my best friend. We met in college. I would listen to your show in the morning. She was like, what in the world are you listening to? And
you got her into it. Okay, well, let's meet that friend.
Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm a makeup artist from Utah.
Mad Love Makeup.
Yeah, at MadLove21 is my Instagram handle. You guys can check out all my
Thank you. I was just about to ask.
Well done with the plug.
And I'm just ready to smoke y'all in the
So this is your best friend. You're competing against her.
We're going to find out who is the better Kid Craddock Morning Show listener.
Yeah, okay. So you're newer, right?
Yeah, I'm new. I've been listening to you guys for like 6 years.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Still pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's
awesome.
Actually really good.
Thanks for recruiting.
Yeah.
All right. So is the sensei going to win or the young apprentice? Who knows
Padawan.
Us best?
Is it a Padawan?
Padawan?
Grasshopper. Oh, no.
Sure.
Grasshopper.
All right.
Nick, are you ready with the questions or
I'm
the rules?
I'm ready, guys.
They heard the rules, right?
Okay, yes. I'm going to read a sentence. You just fill in the blank, but don't say your answer out loud. But first, let's meet our celebrity panel. Let's say hello to Jenna.
Good morning.
Hello, JC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien. Hello, Kelly.
Good morning, Chuck.
And Big Al Mac.
Two little snowflakes looking all hot. Will I hook up? Probably not. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're talking about the contestants?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
That's Nipsey Mac.
All right, well done.
Okay, remember, don't say your answer out loud just yet.
Yes.
Dr. Girlfriend is about to move to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing Big Al will miss the most about her is blank. What will Big Al miss? About right. Dr. Girlfriend.
Don't give me so much trouble.
Ding!
Ding!
Ding! Ding.
This is going to be so bad.
Ding. Okay. Okay. Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
Al.
Are the contestants ready?
Are the contestants ready? I think we
ding.
Are.
Ding. I'm dinging. I dinged.
You dinged?
I didn't hear you ding.
I dinged.
Huh.
Let's go to our guest first.
I donked.
Riley, Dr. Girlfriend, is about to move to Detroit. The one thing Big Al will miss the most about her is...
Sorry, Big Al, but I said nothing.
Oh, dang!
Oh, my God.
Shots fired in the first question.
Ouch. All right. Shots fired.
Riley says nothing.
Okay. Maddie, what did you answer? What will Big Al miss most about Dr. Girlfriend?
I said the only thing that Dr.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, that he will miss about Dr. Girlfriend is the days that start with five.
The days that start with five? Good answer.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
You've been listening lately.
And that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Let's see what our celebrities think. Jenna?
We have a match, Chuck, because I also said nothing.
Nothing!
Wow! Tennis firing shots.
Yeah, right?
All
right,
Riley so is on the board with 1 point.
Riley's got 1 point.
All right, JC, the one thing Big Al will miss about Dr. Girlfriend is?
Ignoring her at his bar, Chuck.
More shots fired.
Okay.
And Kelly?
Well, it's a match, but in this case... it's days ending in the number five.
Maddie gets a point.
Both right. girls are on the board. And Big Al, Dr. Girlfriend is about to move to Detroit. The one thing you will miss the most about her is?
5th, 15th, and 25th.
That's right. Wow.
Man.
Look at that.
That's pretty good.
Oh, and bean pies. No, sorry.
Yeah. You let go of your bit.
Yeah, I did. I did. That was just too easy. Though.
Yeah.
So Maddie has 2 points and Riley has one. Congratulations. Let's move on to question number two. Kelly took her daughter to the water park yesterday. Their jaws dropped when they went to the kiddie pool and saw blank in the water.
Ooh.
What was in the water in the kiddie pool?
Ding!
Ding.
Ding.
Everybody's writing down.
Writing their answers down.
Ding.
Oh, Jenna can't think of an answer. Come on, Jenna.
Oh, am I the last one?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
You ding?
Yeah.
All right, ding for Jenna.
Okay, we got everyone ready to go. Let's go with Riley first. Kelly took her daughter to the water park yesterday. Their jaws dropped when they went to the kiddie pool and saw
saw Big Al, Chuck.
Big Al in the water.
That would be shocking.
Because he's creepy.
Okay. Yeah.
What's he doing at the kiddie pool? Scouting.
Maddie?
I said Kelly's white legs.
Kelly's white legs.
Okay. Yeah. Kelly and them white legs.
Let's go to Jenna first. What was in the kiddie pool?
I said Kelly's target card.
Oh, I would be devastated if that got ruined by water damage.
Right.
No match. But JC?
I said my son Kaysen's poop.
Ew, that's a good hey.
I almost said that, JC.
That's a callback.
And that was Big real. Al, what was in the water in the kiddie pool?
Alan's magic wand.
Abracabuya!
So far, no matches. Kelly, what was in the pool, in the kiddie pool, when you took your daughter to the water park?
I'm going
to
call for a judge's ruling on this because it's still a body part.
Uh-oh.
It's the reflection of my flat white butt.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
It's connected to my legs.
It is. Right. And that was Maddie, right? That answered
yes.
that one?
Okay. Yes. Maddie and I are on the same wavelength.
Kelly's butt is part of the leg. Yes.
Maddie is winning.
Yes, they're connected, unfortunately. Seamless.
3-1. Maddie's winning. Let's go on to question number 3. Nick Jonas. He has a new song called Bacon. Hmm. Well, Jenna is writing a new food-themed song. It's called Blank.
Okay, repeat one more time.
Nick Jonas has a new song called Bacon. Jenna is writing a new food-themed song, too. It's called Blank.
Food-themed song that okay. Jenna is writing.
Ding.
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 Ding. Waiting Ding. For one more. Okay.
Ding.
Okay. Nick Jonas has a new food-themed song called Bacon. Jenna is writing a new food-themed song, too. It's called Riley.
Fat-free cherry pie, Chuck.
Fat-free cherry pie. Hey, why not?
Hey, yeah,
Jenna likes bacon.
That's true. I do love pies.
Uh-huh.
And Maddie?
I don't eat, but I'm on an exclusive app called Raya.
Damn. Oh, that's so good.
Good answer. That's the first thing I've heard.
I just want to give you a point for saying
pretty,
that.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty funny.
Let's see what JC says first. Jenna's new food-themed song is called?
Moist Pomegranate, Chuck.
See, I almost said that.
She does not like that word, right? Moist.
Yeah, not really. Whatever.
Okay, Kelly, what is Jenna's new food song?
Just because it's so fun to say the word, quinoa.
Oh, quinoa.
Quinoa.
And Big Al.
Bean pie made a return, Chuck. Bean pie.
Okay, so far, no matches.
It is a pie, though.
Jenna, what's your new song about food called?
I didn't know it was pug.
Oh,
hey. Oh, she's eating pug. Oh,
yes.
Oh. Okay, well, no points in that round.
Like
Maddie.
But yes. Great answers. Great answers.
Maddie is still winning 3-1.
Okay.
Our final question of the day.
Yep.
JC's son, Kaysen, is growing up so fast. Let's just hope he doesn't inherit JC's blank.
Uh-huh. Mm.
He's 2, right? 4.
4.
He's 4.
Hope he doesn't. I want him to inherit everything.
Ding.
JC's son is growing up so fast. Let's hope he doesn't inherit JC's what?
Ding.
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 Is everyone in? I think so. Okay. Let's go to Riley first. What do we hope that Kaysen does not inherit from JC?
His size 9 shoe, even though he claims it's a 12.
good answer. Maddie, what do you think?
Okay. I literally said his size 10 shoes.
Oh.
Okay. So they're
so
bigger,
at your
but
feet.
Not quite.
Why are you guys going so low on my shoe size?
Okay.
All right.
Jenna, what do we hope Kaysen does not inherit from JC?
Easy, Chuck. Baby blazer.
Oh,
okay. Oh dang answer. It.
Good yep, good
no
one.
Match, but good answer. Kelly?
I said his lack of chest hair, Chuck.
Almost went with that one, Kelly.
I think Kaysen has more chest hair than JC.
He
right
does.
Now.
He does, actually. Thank you.
Big Al, what do we hope Kaysen doesn't inherit?
Lack of facial hair, Chuck.
Mm. Okay, so far no matches. JC, what's your final answer?
My small, tight butt, Chuck.
It is very small.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
and yet
no,
very
matches,
tight.
No,
no matches.
No matches
that round.
I hope you complimented yourself.
Maddie came out on top, 3-1.
Yay!
Maddie's the winner!
Yay! What does she win?
Tell her, Al.
Oh, she wins 25,000 bonus points!
Whoa!
Yay.
How about
you
that?
Car?
You go to KidNation.com, go scroll down to bonus points, and
check there in the corner.
Anything in the Kid Nation store that you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay.
Are you excited about your bonus points?
I've never been more excited.
See?
That's literally as excited as she's ever been.
I'm so excited right now.
I can tell.
Thank you for playing with us, girls.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No joke, Big Al Mac was really researching if a meatloaf was the first artist to be named after a food to collapse on stage.
I was.
It turns out, so far, Al's right.
Thank you.
And he's also been very adamant that DFW Airport is a city.
I've got several yeses on the
Facebook.
I don't
know, but it's not in the list of cities, Al, but anyways.
Yeah.
It's time for Feel Good Friday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'd love to hear about the good stuff going on in your life this weekend.
Okay.
And Al, I think you got something for us.
Question for the room. Please say your own name if you think you know the answer. What
okay.
time will it be next Friday at this exact time?
Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, Kelly.
8:35 a.m. Central.
No. Anyone else?
Oh, okay. JC.
Yes, JC.
Will it be 9:35 Central?
No.
Oh.
No, because it's the exact same time, exact he says.
I know, but maybe there's the clocks change.
Ladies, we've already done that.
Oh, we already did that.
Next Friday at this exact time, it will be Hammer Time.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Hammer Time. MC Hammer will be on the phone with us next Friday.
This
time.
Oh, why can't he come in?
Oh, man. I think his Hammer pants are in the cleaners.
What's he plugging? Is this a Big Al production?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Big Al.
Pray. I don't know if we've ever talked to him, have we, Kelly?
Not that I recall.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Years ago, MC Hammer, I did some limousine service for MC Hammer.
Yeah.
You're going to try that? Is that why we're having him on?
Oh, no, Al. Do not embarrass us.
I know. That's not why, but I'm just saying.
How much does he owe you?
About $6,000.
Doesn't he owe the government money?
Well, you need to send him.
I think he's straightening that out.
He actually has come. I mean,
he's come a long way.
Working with Apple or something.
Yeah,
I saw him on Oprah years ago where he was working in technology.
But yeah, and I bet he doesn't even know that he owes me money.
I'm sure he does.
His people
Please
that rented limousines and buses.
Oh, he's bringing it up.
So awkward.
It'll be a Flashback Friday with MC Hammer calling the show next week at time.
Yep, at this exact time, it will be Hammer Time.
Well done, Big Al Mac.
All right.
It's time for Feel Good Friday. And that should make you feel good. I got my Feel Good Friday.
What you got, Doc?
So Father's Day is this weekend, and my wife already sent me my One Day app video, because we make those every holiday with our kids, featuring my son, Kaysen.
Oh,
so we have a little clip of it. You guys want to hear some of Kaysen?
Yeah.
My Father's Day present? Okay.
If your dad had a superpower, what would it be?
Flying.
Flying? Where would you want him to fly to?
Mexico.
Okay.
Does Dad have a nickname for you?
Queso.
Queso, like cheese?
Yeah.
You know what that's what it means, cheese?
Yeah, that in Spanish.
In Spanish.
What do you think Daddy does for work?
He goes on TE with him friends.
With his friends? What's his friends' names?
Big Al.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Hey, oh, that's my boy.
What's her last name?
Billy.
Kelly. Yeah.
Kelly Bear.
Okay.
Close enough.
And who else? What about Jenna?
Leading the way.
Jenna.
Yeah.
And what's Jenna's last name?
Jenna's last name? Owens.
Owen.
What is Daddy best at?
He bet at taking me to a movies.
Yeah? What do you guys buy at the movies?
We buy milkshakes.
Milkshakes. Yum. Mm.
What happens when Dad is in the kitchen?
He don't go in there.
Right.
Mama do.
Yeah.
What is the best thing you have ever learned from your dad?
Speaking Spanish.
Speak Spanish? Oh, can you show me some Spanish?
Bueno.
What else?
That. Yes.
Good job. Okay. That's your Spanish.
What is one thing your dad does that nobody else can do?
He kisses me and Chloe.
He kisses you guys. Aw, because he loves you a lot. Anything else you want to say?
That it.
Happy Father's Day from the Kidcratic Morning Show and the One Day app.
Queso. Way to go, Queso. Good job, buddy.
That's it.
He's going up. He does know your guys' name. I don't know why he froze on that one.
Well, knows mine.
Kelly Berry.
I'll take that. I don't care. Close enough.
A couple text messages we've gotten about Feel Good Friday.
Okay.
I may be too late for this. No, you're not. Feel Good Friday. I get to see my son graduate from boot camp in San Diego and bring my Marine home.
Yay!
That's really cool.
Very cool.
Congratulations on that.
Simplify.
My daughter, Shelby Vaughn. I read the age. My daughter, Shelby Vaughn, is being interviewed by Channel 5 for her hometown hopefuls for Olympics in Rio.
Oh, wow.
She's a discus thrower from Azle.
Oh, good.
Whoa!
Oh,
nice. Very nice.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Boy, I'd like to see her arms.
Oh, I guarantee
back
you.
Muscles.
She got some muscles.
Yes.
Oh, that disc is throwing hard.
Goals right there.
Right? Let's go to the phones. How you doing, Brittany?
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
My daughter and I collected 240 handmade birthday cards to take to the homeless shelter in our town. to give to the kids who wouldn't get birthday cards.
Oh, it's so nice.
What's your daughter's name?
Is that part of that birthday project?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And what's your daughter's name?
Her name is April.
April. That is really cool.
Very
that you guys
nice.
Are doing
Way to
that.
Go, April.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a charity I just found out about called the Birthday Project, and they give birthday parties to kids in homeless shelters.
That's so cool.
And once a month, every kid that has a birthday in that month, they celebrate them.
That's
and it's
beautiful.
Wonderful. Aww. Yeah.
That's
have a great weekend, Brittany. Thank
beautiful.
You for calling us. We got Katie on the phone. She's super excited. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on this weekend?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We are going to a company picnic on Saturday at the lake, so we'll be in the sun all weekend.
You're going to get tan.
Yeah.
It's hot outside. Hey, have fun out there with your coworkers, though. That's cool.
Watch out for them skeeters.
I wish you had a boat, Al.
Yeah, Al, I wish you would have bought the boat instead of the bar.
Buy me a boat.
You're going to buy it in winter?
That's when they're on sale.
That's when they're that's a good time to buy.
Yeah.
Jade, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Why are you feeling good, Jade?
Because yesterday was my 12th birthday, and I got a new phone.
Ooh. Yay! And you're calling us on it.
Look at that.
It sounds great.
Is this your first phone?
Yeah.
No.
What kind is it?
It's an iPhone 6S Plus.
What?
Whoa.
Damn, your parents are rich.
Where do you... Does it fit in your backpack?
It fits in my pocket.
Yeah. It's big.
Well, yeah, those things are big.
Big pockets.
Happy birthday, Jade. Yeah.
Scratcher was her dad, the CEO of a company.
You want to ask her?
Yeah,
you could ask her. Is your daddy rich? Hi, Steven. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Oh, doing great. So
you talk to us,
big, big plans for Father's Day?
Yes, sir. You bet your britches on that one.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, we're going to load the camper up. We're going to load the boat up behind the camper, and we're going to tow it up to Texoma and do some camping and fishing and tubing.
Yeehaw,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right there. Look out for Blake up there. I hear he hangs out at Lake Texoma a little bit from what I hear.
Yeah. My brother, he lives up there, so we're going to go visit with him. And he's in the Navy, been in the Navy for a long time, so we're going to visit with him. He's going to get his boat out. We're going to do some fishing and just good old Father's Day fun with all the kids.
Get a little bass.
And take a picture of Blake Shelton if you see it and send it to Al.
Yeah.
He definitely wants to see it. That's what you need to do, Al. Buy the boat so you can go to that lake and hang out with him.
Yep.
Shadani, how you doing?
Hi, we're good. How are you?
Doing great. We're doing Feel Good Friday. What's going on in your life?
Well, I've lost 15 pounds in the past month and a half, so that's something to celebrate,
that's
right?
Pretty awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Nice. So what was
Thank
the secret?
You.
What's the secret, Shadani?
It's the whole lifestyle change. It's not necessarily just being on a diet, just changing
there
everything, you know?
There you go.
Awesome. Congratulations. You keep going, okay?
Are you trying to lose more, or are you done?
Yeah, I am. After two kids, I need to get rid of the baby weight.
I feel you on that. Have a wonderful week, and good job. Congratulations. Juanita's got some great news for us.
All right.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi. How are
you? We're doing great. I hear you're doing awesome, huh? Oh, no. Your phone.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
What's up?
So you're doing awesome?
I am right now, yeah.
What's going on?
I actually was diagnosed with cancer in October, and I've been going through chemo and radiation, and I had to take a second job for medical bills. Mm. Well, I got a call from my boss 2 days ago, and I work at a restaurant, and they are feeding my family, my son and I, I'm a single mom, for a month for free for just breakfast and lunch. And she said, while I'm on shift, he can come eat. When I'm not working, I can eat before shift. And so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she also got me in touch with a delivery service. So when I'm not feeling well, they will deliver to my house. So it's pretty amazing. Like, in this world that we're living in with so many evil and mean things happening, and to know that there are good people out there is just such a good feeling.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing well,
Juanita.
Good
luck with your recovery.
Good luck, okay?
How are you feeling today, Juanita?
You feeling good?
I am good. I had chemo yesterday and radiation. I'm actually heading to my full-time job.
Okay. All right. Oh, my gosh. Gotta work.
Yeah, you keep whooping cancer's butt, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be praying for you, baby.
All right, baby.
Oh,
I said baby.
Hey, you taking my baby?
Taking
my baby? Al said it, and then it just got stuck on my mouth, too.
When Al says it, it sounds normal. When you said it, it was creepy.
Yeah, yeah,
it was.
Wasn't it? Juanita, I want to take my baby back.
I love you, baby.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.